Welcome back. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. Thank you so much for listening. We've had an amazing morning. We have some guests with us today you're absolutely going to love. If you want to join this conversation, please do. The phone number is 437-1620. We have President Todd Thompson with the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much for joining me. We have his guest, Gina, the founder and executive director of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. It's a pleasure having y'all this morning.
All right. So, welcome to the Chamber Connection. I'm Todd Thompson, president and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. And it's a beautiful Chamber of Commerce day outside, springtime here in Pensacola, Northwest Florida. It's a beautiful day and a lot is happening in our community. And a lot is happening with diplomacy.
That's
specifically
right.
Gulf Coast diplomacy.
That's right.
Here in Northwest Florida. And with me today to talk about it is Gina Melanson. She is the executive director and founder of the Gulf Coast Diplomacy Council. Gina, welcome back to the Chamber Connection.
Thank you, Todd. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for being here. And I know you have a lot going on. You've had a lot that's been going on. I know recently you traveled to Washington and had some great experiences up there. So talk about that a little bit.
Sure. So every year we have training in Washington, D.C., and this is for the U.S. Department of State's program known as the International Visitor Leadership Program. Todd, have I told you about why the International Visitor Leadership Program exists?
Well, you have, but maybe our listeners
It was founded in 1940 to help combat Nazi propaganda efforts in South America.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, right? It's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Today, what the IVLP, the International Visitor Leadership Program, does is connects professionals from around the world with their counterparts in the United States through professional exchanges that last generally 3 weeks, sometimes just 10 days, but 10 days to 3 weeks. And so I went up to training in Washington on best practices and to get some briefings on different regions of the world and what's happening and how best to find the right people to invite to Northwest Florida so that we can showcase what's available here in Pensacola, because those cultural connections and those business connections really help make they contribute to the vibrancy of our community, as well as the educational connections. So we went up there for 5 days, came home, did some laundry, turned around, and went to Tallahassee with Leadership Pensacola to learn more about state government and, you know, why would that be important for Diplomacy Council. Well, we want to be able to present what's going on in our state to the best of our ability to the international visitors who come. And so, yeah, that's what we did. And then we came home and got ready to receive a group of 18 internationals, boom, all at once. So the idea of what we're doing, it's called citizen diplomacy. And the idea is that citizens, we have the right, even the responsibility, to help affect U.S. foreign relations one handshake at a time, or I actually like to say one connection at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And gosh, ever since the return of in-person programming, so there was a pause, a pandemic pause, and we were doing all of our work virtually, but we started receiving visitors again at the end of April of last year, and it's just been nonstop with visitors, with a U.S. Department of State summit here in Pensacola
right. In
September. Thank you for being part of that. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. And January of this year, we started with a youth group, a U.S. Department of State youth group from Brazil. And in February, we had 5 different International Visitor Leadership Program delegations come in. And so your listeners know, these visitors who are coming in are not applying to come.
Okay.
So with the IVLP, this is our missions, our embassies abroad are looking to see who's doing phenomenal work in those countries. And then based on U.S. foreign policy goals, they'll invite those people into our country to meet. There's no reason to reinvent the wheel, right?
Right.
And so if we can promote good work that's happening in other regions of the world, it makes us safer as a country. And it also enhances the work that professionals here are doing if they can learn maybe a different way of doing something from an international who comes to us. So it's been all hands on deck for quite a while.
Right.
And it looks like it's going to be continue to be super busy.
Right. So talk about when these groups come to Pensacola, they come with a specific kind of theme, if you will.
That's right.
Talk about that a little bit, and maybe what the group that's here now, what is their theme for?
Sure. So the theme with IVLP varies from group to group. So I'm learning about something new every month. And at one point, I took the time to sit down and count how many different topics there were out there in the database of visitors coming. And I stopped around 103, and a few have been added since then. So, for example, we might have a group looking at youth at risk. And so, and this was a group that we had a few years ago. And we took them several places, had them speak with several different professionals. One of the places we visited was the Pace School for Girls.
Right.
And a few months later, I have a Google alert set on my system. And I woke up on my phone to a Google alert that a gentleman in Liberia had created a Pace, something similar to Pace Center for Girls in Liberia based on what he had seen in Pensacola.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's really neat.
We've had a woman who the State Department sent here to look at how do we address domestic violence, and she was setting up the first domestic violence shelter in Rwanda.
That's so cool.
So, you know, the arts, medicine, education, you name it, there's probably a... We even did a program for statistics for Mongolia once.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, they're all kinds. And the group that's here right now, they're not IVLP, but they are U.S. Department of State. And so in this case, our embassies in Malawi, Mozambique, and Uganda invited young leaders, so 15 to 18-year-olds, who are leading through community service and being active in their countries. So you understand, not every language even has a word for volunteer.
Wow.
So they saw what these youth were doing, and the three embassies decided to pool their resources and bring and invite these 15 youth to the United States on a youth program. And they are focused on climate resiliency.
Okay.
And so they are meeting with a lot of environmental experts in the area, doing volunteer activities, and also spending time with our youth diplomats program. Would you like to know about the Youth Diplomats Program?
Well, that's a nice little segue. Tell us about the Youth Diplomats Program.
Okay. Well, the Youth Diplomats Program is based on what we've been doing for the U.S. Department of State since 2011. And at a certain point, I realized we're doing these phenomenal leadership programs for high school youth, and we're not doing anything for our local youth. I mean, we invite local youth to join us when we have internationals in town, but it hit me, why aren't we doing this for local youth? So we've established in 2017 a program called Youth Diplomats, and they meet one Saturday a month, and we talk about all kinds of things, whether it's how do you write a resume when you've never had a job before, or dress for success, best practice, tips for interviews, or we bring in people who talk about service to the nation, so whether that's diplomatic security or Space Force, or Peace Corps. We have them talk with the group. And then when we have these international visitors through the International Visitor Leadership Program, or international youth, we invite them to their youth diplomat meetings, and we have some intercultural, cross-cultural communication exercises.
So if someone wanted to get their young person involved with this, how would they go about that?
Well, what they would do is they'd go to our website, and that's gulfcoastdiplomacy.org, and they would go to the youth page, and they will find the application for youth diplomats, and we're accepting youth diplomats through, I think it's towards the third week of May, and we will start our seventh cohort of youth diplomats. We start in June. And, so we try to work our calendar around ACT and SAT, and we give everyone the dates a year in advance so they can plan around us. And it's a great opportunity. We've had, not that the youth who were in Youth Diplomats couldn't have done this on their own, But because they were in youth diplomats, they found out earlier and were encouraged to apply for several scholarships that the State Department offers. And so we've had youth go on fully funded exchanges. One was a full year to Moldova to learn Russian.
Wow.
Or to perfect the Russian she had actually started teaching herself.
Wow.
Yeah. We've had two go, one is a college student, and it was an online exchange because it was during the beginning of the pandemic, but that was with Germany. Another one go to Germany in high school, fully funded exchanges. And with those exchanges that, with some of the exchanges that the State Department has for university students, if they complete the exchange, and that's, these exchanges are critical language exchanges, and you don't have to already know a language to participate in these exchanges, then you have preferential hiring status when you graduate from college, right? That's a big deal.
It is really awesome.
It's somewhat recent, this addition, but it gives young people an extra boost for what they want to do.
No, it's great.
Awesome. Yeah. You are listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. You are welcome to join in this conversation if you have any questions for Ms. Gina. She's the founder and executive director of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We have Todd Thompson. He's the president of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Please text in or call in 437-1620. If you have a question, a comment, let us know.
So going back to some of the topics and things that are discussed as you have visitors come in. So you got me involved when I first started with the chamber because you'd have groups come in from all over the world that were interested in learning about our elections, mm-hmm. our campaigns, those sorts of things. And that's part of my background. So you would say, hey, Todd, I have a group from, and I know we had a group from Ukraine. We had a group from Russia that, you
Serbia.
Know, Serbia, mm-hmm. yeah, the Netherlands. So that's how I got introduced to Gulf Coast Diplomacy Council mm-hmm. and what you do and that sort of thing. If I'm someone in the community who wants to get engaged mm-hmm. and be a part of this, mm-hmm. how can they do that?
All they have to do is go to our website and where it says contact us, that email will come to me. Now, when we have a lot of visitors in town, it may take me up to 4 days to respond to all of my emails. But they can also call at 850-377-3176, and that number is on the website as well. And just say, hey, I would like to, my area of expertise is small business and entrepreneurship, or I'm interested in meeting people. I'm making this product, and I'm interested in seeing what kind of opportunities there are to connect with people, you know, and eventually maybe create that connection so I can export that product to them. Or I'm a teacher and I'd like them to come to my classroom. Mm-hmm. You know, just contact me and let me know what you want to do. And then if you're a retiree or you're not really sure what you can do, just contact me and I will definitely find a way to include you.
Will plug.
You.
I can tell from experience that you will plug people in where they need to be.
That's right. And sometimes that's making a dinner because for these visitors who are staying in hotels, it's nice for them to have one evening in someone's home for dinner.
Right.
Yeah.
And there are opportunities to host
youth
these visitors.
That's right. Well, to host youth.
Right.
So we have two different types of professionals that come in. The majority are with the International Visitor Leadership Program, and they stay in local hotels. They contribute to our local economy. Oh, two or three times a year, we host visitors from the Congressional Office for International Leadership, and that's the one exchange that the U.S. Congress is their one exchange, and the budget is smaller. And it's a more staff intensive, so we only do it once or twice a year. And they actually stay in people's homes for 8 days. And so we recently had a group of Latvians who were in town looking at civic engagement and different ways you can grow and support the community. We also have, when we get youth groups in town, they go into host families. And so, for example, right now we have this youth group coming in. But also in July, here's a good one, Todd. Mm. If someone is thinking, I might like to host a youth, but gosh, I don't want to do it long-term, never worry. No fears. We don't do long-term exchanges. We only do short-term exchanges.
Right.
And so in July, we're getting ready. The third week of July, It's not on our website yet because this is something new. We will have international visitors, so young leaders, 15 to 18 from France, and it's for, did I tell you 8 nights or did I tell you 9 nights?
I think you said 9.
Okay, so 9 nights from France, and you don't have to speak French, and you also don't have to have a youth in your home, although we love it when there's a youth also in the home. And I keep them busy during the work week with activities, volunteer things, leadership training, meetings, workshops, you name it, we're on the go. And I ask host families to feed them breakfast, feed them dinner, and then share their version of America with the youth over the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great way to get involved. But if you just want to kind of figure out who exactly is involved and what is this about, and maybe you just want to chat with someone before you completely dive in, I would like to say a great opportunity would be to join us at our annual membership party, which is coming up.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to this.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great. It's going to be on May 4th. And we have the Director of International Visitors from the U.S. Department of State is coming in. It is a pre-derby party. So, gentlemen, grab those bow ties. Ladies, pull out those hats. Of course, you don't have to, but it just helps.
But it's part of the fun.
It's part of the fun, absolutely. And we're going to be in downtown Pensacola, and information about that, just go to our website and click on the link, and you can find the tickets. We're going to be giving out a couple of awards to our volunteers. It's the first time we've had an in-person Mint Jubilee since 2019. So pretty excited to have it coming back. We'll have some music. Light or heavy hors d'oeuvres, actually. It'll be great.
Yeah, and that's on Thursday, May 4th.
Correct. It's not a Star Wars theme.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, well, that could have been a possibility, but we decided to go with our traditional Mint Jubilee.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Kentucky Derby theme.
Yes.
And it's a lot of fun. I like you said, it's been a few years since we've been able to do this, mm-hmm. but... even though it's a few days before the Derby, it gets you in the spirit, and we have a lot of fun. And again, check out the website, get more information there. Tickets are available. I know I'm going to be there, and I hope to see lots of folks there.
I'm going
to
be there too.
Right?
I hope that you can come.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Right? I have to buy me a big hat.
Okay. Right? Well, right? You know what? I have like so many because I get a new one for every Derby, so of every Mint Jubilee. So if you want to come borrow one, I will definitely share.
Look at this. I'm making connections.
I am your hat source.
I love it.
You know, another way people can start getting involved, and this would be with youth, actually.
Mm-hmm.
In 2020, we created what we call now Camp Global. So it was a virtual camp, and this is for teenagers 15 to 18. And we have, because we've been bringing international visitors to Pensacola since 2009, we have a huge network of people out in the world who are big fans of Pensacola,
right,
and of the work that's happening here. And so I reached out to different people and said, hey, do you have youth in your town or affiliated with your organization who speak English who might like to do this? And so that's how it started. We do it's a leadership camp, and it's via Zoom, and it's changed every year just a little bit. So what we do is the breakout rooms are our cabins, and the main room is our campfire. And so we bring in people, speakers, to speak, and then we go into our cabins to do breakout sessions. And this year what we decided to do was, instead of spreading it all over for 7 weeks of the summer or for 5 weeks in the summer, just to make it more condensed. And we're doing camp from Tuesday to Friday, and it's from 10 until 11:30, and it'll be the Tuesday after Juneteenth. So it's and it'll just be those 4 days.
Okay.
And we are partnering with the American Corner in Kosovo, or actually it's American Corner Pristina, and we're inviting local youth to join us as we explore leadership topics, such as we're going to look at a leadership compass. We have an expert coming in to talk about emotional intellect. We're going to do a diplomatic simulation. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Right. Where will that be hosted? Well,
that's going to be online.
Oh, it's all online.
Nice.
Okay.
It's going to be online, okay. And you can find out more information about that from the youth page, and it's called Camp Global.
Okay.
So that's actually a local, that's not a State Department created.
Okay.
Although I will say I have friends in a couple of different embassies who I have seen on Facebook promoting it for me. So thank you, friends out there in Facebook land.
Right, right. And then there are also opportunities with your coffees.
Oh, my gosh.
Folks can come in and just sit down and have coffee.
How could I forget the coffee? The coffees are just kind of like our mainstay. So what we do with the coffees, thank you so much, Todd, for reminding me.
Sure.
With these groups that come in, you know, they're doing a lot of very serious meetings across boardroom tables or getting briefings at, like, the Department of Labor or whatever their topic is. And then they go into ideally, they will go into all four regions. The State Department divides the country into four regions. So ideally, they hit one community from each region. And so our deal is promoting Pensacola over all the other southern cities. And then one of the things that we say is, look, when they come to Pensacola, we're going to put them in touch with Americans in an informal setting.
Right.
And what I have heard over and over again is quite frequently the coffee that they have, which I'll explain in a second, the coffee that they had in Pensacola was the or one of the favorite appointments out of all 3 weeks in the country.
Oh, wow.
And it, yeah.
That's
and
really
it's,
cool.
It's really cool. And it's because they get to, you know, there's no one handling them or editing what they say or controlling the flow. So if our visitors speak English, then we set them at many tables, sometimes one visitor at a table, and then we invite, we just open it up to the community. You don't have to be a member of our council. We do have members who get first notice of the coffees. And we'll open it up to the community, and we have a bell that we ring, and we rotate. It's like speed networking. So the visitors will stay seated, and the locals will stand up and rotate. And so it's actually really good also for local networking.
Right.
And we do these probably about 14 times a year. We're going to have a couple of them in May.
Okay. And it's just, I mean, anybody can come, just come and have coffee and
Absolutely.
Get to meet our international visitors.
The one thing I like is if you let me know you're coming, I will provide you with their bios ahead of time, and I will make sure that there's a chair for you.
Oh, yes.
So if anyone follows us, so if they're not, so members get the email, but we promote it heavily on Instagram.
Right.
And we've seen an uptick of younger people coming to our coffees because of that. Younger people, people at the university.
Sure, sure. So, yeah, so as we wrap up again, what's the best way to get the information about all of your events and activities and get engaged?
Shoot me an email and I'll put you on our non-member email list. Some of these activities are advertised on Instagram, but the best way is to shoot me an email or to give me a call, and I'll make sure that you will be on that list.
Okay, and what's your email?
jena@gulfcoastdiplomacy.org, or contact us on the website. We're a two and one quarter person shop, so
right.
Two and one quarter.
Yeah, da Vinci all gets to me. So,
right,
yeah.
Right, of course. Well, again, Gina Melanson, founder and executive director of the Gulf Coast Diplomacy Council, thank you so much for joining us today on the Chamber Connection. Great information, great opportunities for folks to get engaged. And it's great to be with Tammy here today,
yeah,
for
absolutely.
The first time.
Yes, thank you for joining me. And for more information, you can go over to your website, PensacolaChamber.com.
And GulfCoastDiplomacy.org.
And GulfCoastDiplomacy.org. We'll put that on the podcast for you. So if you need more information, always head over to News Radio 92.3 after the show. We're going to upload this podcast for more information. Thank you so much for joining me. We have President Todd Thompson and Gina, the founder and executive director of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We have more to unpack here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. You don't want to miss out. We have OsteoStrong, if you didn't know. You can reverse osteoporosis. I had no clue. We're going to tell you all about it. Stay tuned. We have a Fox News update followed by a local news update in our newsroom at 92.3.